After losing the first set to Mount Vernon 25-18 in Wildcats Gym Thursday evening, the Lady Cats volleyball team rallied to win 3-1. The Lady Cats came out on top in sets 2 through 4, winning 25-21, 25-11, and 25-23. The Lady Cats are now 7-8. They'll play at Paris next Tuesday. After Thursday night's match, I talked with Lady Cats volleyball coach Allison Irvin.
One of our battles, I guess, that we've been facing this year is starting off slow, and we talk about it a lot, and we've had two great days of practice this week. The last 2 days have been really good, real intense. The girls have worked hard, but we come out and we're slow. I don't know if we're hesitant or nervous, but we did. I think the second set, like you said, maybe the first week of the season, second week of the season, they may have been ones that we could have kind of crumbled a little bit, got nervous, and then not pulled out. And tonight we did. I think that was a changing momentum for us. They can do it, and they can do a lot more than I think they believe in. We just have to be aggressive on the court and finish out our sets. So it's got to take charge. When you get that lead and that side out and we go back to serve and we get a point or two and we're up by one or two, we got to take it and run like we did in the third set a little bit more.
Yeah, what was that, 25-11 or something?
I believe so.
That's as good of a volleyball as we've seen in this gym in a long time.
Yes, sir. The second one was 25-21, and we were starting to get on a roll. We felt it. So we said this third set we wanted to hold them to 25-17. We're trying to – and so we did, 25-11. And so we said the last one we wanted to hold them to 14. But my focus was really to see them that once you get a high like that to win 25-11, I didn't want them to – really relax back down, and it started a little bit like that at the beginning of the fourth set. We're really slow. They took our early lead, and then we kind of battled back and then finished it out, thank goodness. So
I think Sarah Womack had as good of a game as I've seen her have in a long, maybe the best one I've ever seen. She
was
very active tonight.
Yeah, Sarah is a very athletic young lady. She's coachable. She asks questions. She's a player for us, and we have our weaknesses, but she is definitely coming on strong for us everywhere she is. She plays outside, and I'm playing all the way around right now. So looking for her as a leader and someone we can depend on the court defensively and offensively as well. But she did have a lot of kills and played a great game.
A lot of digs, a lot of players getting down on the floor and doing that hard work.
Yes. That was something at the beginning of the season we didn't do quite a lot of. And so we've done some drills in practice to get a little more aggressive. We really praise girls in practice who get down on the ground. You got to be able to do that. That's the whole point of volleyball, is not to let that ball hit the ground. And so now we kind of recognize the girls, and when they have big bruises, we celebrate those a little bit, because that means it's a great hustle play. And Sydney Dietz, our libero, Molly Johnson, a DS, back row as well, Desi and Sarah Womack, Desi DeBase and Sarah Womack playing back row. A lot of hustle plays. Our setters are hustling after balls. We had a lot of great passes at the times, and then we had some that were off, and our setters did a great job of getting there and making a play. And they kind of struggled a little bit. Our setters are trying to hand set every ball, and sometimes when they're rushed, they get a double contact, which he was calling every double out there.
KSST Sports.